It's 7 o'clock, and this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and streaming online worldwide at KGNU.org. Good evening. My name is Greg, and this is the Highway 322 show, where we bring you classic folk Americana weekly from 7 to 8 p.m. each and every Thursday evening right here at KGNU, your community radio station. Tonight I'm going to feature some tunes from the Philadelphia Folk Festival. A lot of these tunes I'm going to play tonight, I'm going to mix them in for the next hour, were recorded in the 60s, and these are just some of the finest folk artists from that era who helped kick off this folk craze. And we're going to get the show started tonight with the Fairport Convention, the Fairport Convention, Richard Thompson's group. This was recorded in 1970. The title of the song is Walk a While, right here at KGNU.
One, two, three, none. Let me say this one more time, just in case you didn't hear it right. Put it in my words so I know it's understood. You send me out on a limb, you brought me home, send me back again. Out on that limb one too many times. You should have known I'd learn to fly. Still its wings. You can have everything on earth you see. Anything on earth you need with me. You can have anything you need with me now. Anything on earth you need with me. Well, I'm shattered as a broken glass around the wreck out on the tracks. You had the very heart of me in your hands with honesty. You rolled it up within your sleeve like a beacon. Then you left it out in the cold and the rain. I picked it up and brought it home again. You can have anything on earth you need. Anything that breathes, you can surely steal its wings. Thank you.
all together, love, the better we'll agree. We'll agree.
One hand upon your mouth and your finger on your eye. Undertakers bow their heads as you go walking by.
Walk a while, with me. The more we walk together, love, the better we'll agree.
The cuckoo tree, bring your lady mother along to keep us company.
Walk a while, with me. The more we walk together, love, the better we'll agree. We'll agree.
Tompkins Y. 3 miles down the road is Redford Y.
Walk a while, with me. The more we walk together, love, the better we'll agree. We'll agree. Oh, walk a while, with me. The more we walk together, love, the better we'll agree.
The darkness over me, since my true love walked out the door, tears I never had before. Ribbon of darkness over me, clouds are gathering o'er my head, that kill the day and hide the sun, that shroud the night when day is done. Ribbon of darkness over me, rain is falling on the meadow, where once my love and I did lie. Now she is gone from the meadow, my love, goodbye. Ribbon of darkness over me, where once the world was young as spring, where flowers did bloom and birds did sing. A ribbon of darkness over me. Here here in this cold room lying. Don't want to see no one but you. Lord, I wish I could be dying to forget you. Oh, how I wish your heart could see how mine just aches and breaks all day. Come on home and take away this ribbon of darkness over me. Yes, come on home and take away this ribbon of darkness over me.
Wow, what a beautiful song. Bonnie Dobson giving us The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face. All right, this is KGNU's Thursday night Highway 322 show, classic Americana and folk music. And like I said earlier, I'm going to be playing some more cuts off this Philadelphia Folk 40-year anniversary CD that I dug out of the library, doing some crate digging, as Big Daddy would call it. And time to get back to our roots here on the show sometimes. All right, we opened up the set with Nancy Griffith giving us Anything You Need But Me, and then we went to Fairport Convention giving us Walk a While. Again, that was recorded in 1970 at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. And then I had a request from a friend of mine, an old friend of mine, who said, you know, maybe you should play some Gordon Lightfoot. And I thought, I have no problem with that. The great Canadian Gordon Lightfoot giving us Ribbon of Darkness. And then that last tune, a little story behind that, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, was actually written by Ewan McCall, who wrote that song for Peggy Seeger, who would later become his wife. What a beautiful song. And it was made a number one hit, I believe, in 1971 by Roberta Flack. More people obviously know that version than Bonnie Dobson. So that's your first set. We're going to roll right into the next set. At, let's see, 7:30, we're going to have a ticket giveaway for the Traveling McCoury's Bluegrass Band. And that's, let's read about that. We ask that you become a KGNU listener member and you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days. If you're not a KGNU listener member, we invite you to become one now. So this will be a KGNU Presents show, the Bluegrass Ball at Cervantes in Denver, Friday, April 22nd. Doors at 8, show at 9. It's a 16-plus show. It's guest list. So we're going to do that sometime after 7:30. So it means you have to keep listening. I know you will anyways. And we'll have a couple tickets for that show. That'll be killer. So let's get back to the music. And, well, let's just let it roll. I got one loaded up. I'll let you figure it out. Thanks for tuning in.
And Clara kept her Bible right next to the phone in case she needed a quote when she talked to someone. In my memory she smiles while a blessing is said, and visions of freeze tag dance in my head. She says I'll grow up big if I eat all my roast. I'll still believe in heaven, but I won't believe in ghosts anymore. I'll put away childish things. I'll put away childish things. And every other weekend, age of 13, with my fishing pole and my feeling stream, riding back home on the Trailways bus, I looked out the window till I saw too much. And I called my parents by their own first names. I played in the alley, but I didn't play the game anymore. I put away childish things. I put away childish things. Stop and they won't go home. Beneath my window they run. Probably it'll be alright if I keep it all locked up tight. Wait till daylight comes. Like a house on fire, he'll never burn out and he'll never retire. I remember when I used to think like that, when I was young and the world was flat. But I'm 40-some years old and man, I don't care. All I want now is just a comfortable chair and to sell all my stock and live on the coast. I don't believe in heaven, but I still believe in ghosts. We'll be right back.
I put away childish things. 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 The wolves howl all night long. They won't stop and they won't go home. Beneath my window they run. Probably it'll be alright if I keep it all locked up tight. Wait till daylight comes. If I wait till daylight.
Thank you. cried for you and only loved you for now. Would you hide my fears and ever say tomorrow I must go? Thank you.
from the future, from your memory, and it never has to end. This message will not end.
All right, we ended that set right there with Roseanne Cash, Radio Operator. It's 7:31 right here at your community radio station. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and this is Thursday night's Highway 322 show. My name is Greg, and happy and proud to be your host. That last set, we opened up with a song by Mr. James McMurtry called Childish Things. It's recorded in 2006 at Austin's KGSR Studios. Then we went to an old song by Peter, Paul, and Mary, Pastures of Plenty. Jack was driving in and wanted to know who did that version, and that was Peter, Paul, and Mary. And then we went to just a amazing song by Tim Buckley that was recorded in 1967, March 6th, live at the Folklore Center in New York City. And the name of the tune was Phantasmagoria in Two. And if you don't know much about Tim Buckley, all you youngins out there, check him out, because he was a folk music legend. And then we close with Roseanne Cash. Okay, so a couple things before we do the ticket giveaway. We're going to do that before we go back on air. Would like to tell you a little bit about something coming up here. KGNU is sponsoring an event. It's a fundraiser to benefit KGNU Community Radio. Robert McChesney and John Nichols. KGNU is happy to bring Robert McChesney and John Nichols to Boulder on April 14th and Denver on April 15th to discuss their new book, People Get Ready, The Fight Against a Jobless Economy and a Citizenless Democracy. The two will speak in Boulder on April 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the First Congregational Church at 1128 Pine Street. So that is going to be a great, great, great thing for us. And then on Friday, the April 15th at 7:30 at the Alliance Center on 1536 Windcoop Suite 100. So get your tickets for that. Click at kgnu.org, and you can buy tickets anytime. But hurry up and get your tickets, because I'm sure that's going to be a tough one to get as we get closer to the date this week. All right, so we're going to do a little ticket giveaway. We have some tickets, again, for the KGNU Presents the Traveling McCoury's Bluegrass Ball on April 22nd. We ask that you be a KGNU listener member and have not won anything from us in the last 30 days. If you're not a KGNU listener member, we invite you to become one now. KGNU Presents the Traveling McCoury's Bluegrass Ball at the Cervantes Masterpiece Ballroom in Denver, Colorado, Friday, April 22nd, doors 8 o'clock, show 9. This is a 16 and over show, and they are guest list tickets. No other band today has the same credentials for playing traditional and progressive music as the Sons of Bluegrass legend Del McCoury. The Traveling McCoury's feature Ronnie McCoury on mandolin and Rob McCoury on banjo. Together, they continue their father's work, a lifelong dedication to the power of bluegrass music. All right, so I'm going to take the first call after the music starts, and please wait till the music starts at 303-442-4242. That is the number into the air studio. That's 303-442-4242, and the first caller will win the tickets to the show. Good luck, and thanks for tuning in.
I'm going down to the Greyhound station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along. Go down where people say, oh, sing a song with a friend. friend. Change the shape of the man. Get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, might go somewhere I never been. And get up in the morning, go out at night, and I would have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change yours to a song. And start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons the clay. Turn the night into day. Start talking again when I know what to say. I'm going down to the Greyhound station. Gonna get a ticket to ride. Gonna find that lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. I ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Feed the pigeons the clay. Turn the night into day. Start talking again when I know what to say.
And his wonderful urbanity. He was struck by his modest style and was intrigued by his famous Roosevelt smile. No wonder everybody was glad to welcome Roosevelt to Trinidad. understand that the president had just been on a visit to Brazil and the Argentine. The Cordell Hall and I attend on. We took part in a peace conference to stop war in the Charleston Sea, make the world safe for democracy. Greatest event in the century, in the interest of suffering humanity.
I call the song The Golden Apples of the Sun. I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head. Cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to a thread. And when white moths were on the wing and moth-like stars were flickering out, I dropped the berry in a stream and caught a little silver trout. When I had laid it on the ground and gone to blow the fire aflame, something rustled on the floor and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering apple blossom in her hair, who called me by my name and ran and vanished in the brightening air. Though I am old with wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone and see her lips and take her hands and walk through long green dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done. The silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the
sun. She was leaning long-legged neath the bottle cap side of the country store with a Coke and a smile. Coolest place to linger on an Arkansas day when she saw him passing by. He said, I'll take you back to Texas and my name is Ray, where the stars are bigger than the hit parade. And she stopped dreaming her dreams, started dreaming his, traded in her childhood. She wore flower dresses for him, rolled her hair and scrubbed her freckled skin. All the chance that they were going out tonight, catch a show, maybe grab a bite. And she looked real nice, she looked real nice. Sometimes I think about my daddy and his Old Spice grin, clean pressed shirt in a farmer's tan. She never asked him questions and he never told her lies, but I heard my mama cry some. And I was sitting in the hallway on the night he left, hugging my knees, holding my breath. I was never sure why, but he was damn sure gone. Thought it was maybe my fault. She wore flower dresses for him, scrubbed her freckled skin. On the chance that they were going out tonight, catch a show, maybe grab a bite. And she looked real nice, she looked real nice. Fireflies over the field at it brings to mind the glider where she used to sit and count the headlights on the highway. And I think of where you're going, where you are tonight, what you must have seen since I last saw those eyes. I know I can't win if I do not play, but this whole thing scares me. She wore flower dresses for him, scrubbed her freckled skin. On the chance that they were going out tonight, catch a show, maybe grab a bite. And she looked real nice, she looked real nice. Yeah, she looked real nice, she looked real.
Right, that was Mr. Slade Cleaves giving us Flower Dresses. It's another tune off this KGSR broadcast live in the studio. CD I picked up when I was down in Austin several years ago. There's quite a few of these out. They're fantastic. If you ever get a chance to grab one, I highly recommend it. I've got several, and this one is from Volume 16. And there is many of these. All right, it's 7:49. Jack's in the house. Get ready to spin up some music for you here come 8 o'clock. This last set, we opened up with Clay Pigeons by Mr. Blaze Foley, another Austinite who lived a tragic life and actually died a very tragic life. Also was murdered defending a drunk man, and the man's son actually killed him. And Blaze, as Blaze would do, as the stories tell, tried to defend the man, and didn't work out for Blaze, and we lost him way too early. He was only 40 years old when he died. Then we went to a very cool song by Mr. Rye Cooter himself, FDR in Trinidad. It's a live recording from 1972, I believe. Yeah, December. It's a radio broadcast also of the great roots artist Rye Cooter. And then Judy Collins giving us The Golden Apple of the Sun. And then we close with Slade Cleaves. All right, so we're going to wind down this last set. I've got some music. Not sure I can get it all in. I've got some more of the Philadelphia Folk Festival stuff. A tune called Darcy Farrow, a great popular song by Steve Gillette, who wrote the song. Then a tune by Eliza Gilkickson. We're going to do an anti-war song, a protest song, I Ain't Marching Anymore by Phil Oakes, and hopefully take you out with Terry Hendricks on Long Ride Home. So thanks for tuning in. See you on the other side.
Where the walker runs down into the Carson Valley Plain, there lived a maiden, Darcy Farrow was her name. The daughter of old Dundee Ann Fair was she, and the sweetest flower that bloomed o'er the range. Her voice was sweet as the sugar candy, her touch was as soft as a bed of goose down. Her eyes shone bright like the pretty lights that shine in the night out of Yerington Town. Well, she was courted by young Vandeleur, and quite handsome was he, I am to hear. He brought her silver rings and lacy things, and she promised to wed before the snows came that year. But her pony did stumble and she did fall. Her dying touched on the hearts of us all. Young Vandy in his pain put a bullet to his brain, and we buried them together as the snows began to fall. Pacing of Darcy Farrow, where the Truckee runs through. Pacing of her beauty in Virginia City, too. At dusty sundown, to her name they drink around. And to young Vandy, whose love was true.
Feeling like
like a thief for all the pleasure that we stole on the long ride home. Here's to my good friends who still remember me. Here's to the future always moving up so fast. I'll drink to the good and bad and all the lives I've had. Here's to my first mistake and here's to my last. On a long ride home, sitting all alone, wishing I could fill the empty corners of my soul. On a long ride like a thief for all the pleasure that we stole on the long ride home. And old memories are a one-way track and the road ahead is a one-way back. On the long ride home, sitting all alone, wishing I could fill the empty corners of my soul. On the long ride back, feeling like a thief for all the pleasure that we stole on the long ride home. On the long, long, long ride
to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. A young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more a-dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a marching anymore. Now the labor leader's screaming when they close a missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a marching anymore. No, I ain't a marching anymore.
Well, that's Phil Oakes, and he ain't a marching anymore. It was recorded in 1965. Very cool song. Prior to that, we played a wonderful song from a Texas artist, Long Ride Home by Terry Hendricks from San Marcos, Texas. And then we opened up with Darcy Farrow by Steve Gillette. And Jack reminded me, and I did say it, that he knew that Steve Gillette did write that song. All right, that wraps up the show tonight. It's 8 o'clock straight up. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. streaming live worldwide at kgnu.org. And stay tuned, because Jack is going to take you into a different world. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are into the third and final segment of our three-part show called Cities in Ragtime. Lots of rags, have the names of cities in their titles. And of course, it always raises the question, why? And the answer is, I don't know. Maybe the composer happened to be in that particular city when he wrote it. Perhaps he grew up in that city and it brought back memories. There are all kinds of reasons that might apply. And we're not going to explore the reasons tonight, just the music. So here to take us off, First one, from 1914. It's a piece by George W. Meyer, who I know nothing about. It's called San Francisco. And here is the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra.